Many people know the TV show Dawson's Creek, and the main actor there, James Van Der Beek, he just came out a few days ago saying that he has colorectal cancer, better known as colon cancer. This is a great opportunity for us to continue the conversation with some of our favorite doctors over there at Piedmont Medical Center. We've got Dr. Christian Brown. He is a triple board certified in obesity medicine, general surgery, and surgical critical care with a special interest in bariatric surgery, all at Piedmont Medical Center. And good morning to you, Dr. Brown.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited.
Well, our resume fails in comparison to all of those medical terms.
So, hardly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations to you on all of your success. So, again, actor James Van Der Beek from Dawson's Creek fame came out that he has colon cancer. So when we talk about colon cancer, next to, it seems like breast cancer, colon cancer seems to be right up there where people talk about it a lot. And seem to recover from it pretty quickly. I do not want to, minimize any of that, but kind of explain to us what we're here talking about when we do talk about colon cancer.
Yeah, colorectal cancer is a relatively common cancer both among men and women, and it has a predilection for men, and about 1 in 23 males over the course of their lifetime will get colorectal cancer. About 1 in 25 females will get colorectal cancer. And there's obviously some risk factors that can raise or lower your risk over the course of your lifetime. Generally, the CDC and the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force, which is a collection of physicians who goes through lots of scientific data to determine kind of what guidelines are appropriate for patients. We generally start screening for colorectal cancer between the ages of 45 and 75. And Mr. Van Der Beek's story is an unfortunate story. He's a relatively young gentleman. He's only 47 years old. But thankfully, at least as on the details released in the news, that he caught that cancer relatively early, had his surgery, and is recovering appropriately.
Well, I think that leads to the next question. What are some early signs or symptoms of colon cancer that people might overlook or mistake?
Yeah, it's hard because the colon itself is a hollow organ, and so colon cancers can get particularly big without any symptoms. Believe it or not, they can be silent. So often in late stages of colorectal cancer, the cancer itself will outgrow its blood supply, and you can see blood in your stool, whether that's bright red blood or particularly dark stools. Certainly, people should not wait if they have abdominal pain or pelvic pain that they don't have a medical reason to truly ascribe that to. And those, again, that are age 45 to 75 should be getting regular screening exams with their primary care physician and surgeon or gastroenterologist to rule out colon cancer that isn't giving them any symptoms.
Dr. Brown, why is the screenings, why do they start typically around 45? Why wouldn't they start earlier?
Generally, the data supports screening at age between age 45 and 50 as the earliest marker. Certainly, as in Mr. Van Der Beek's case and other patients that I have treated personally at Piedmont Medical Center, that colorectal cancer is starting to become more common in younger patients. For example, I just had one just last month that was only 41 years old, so below the colon cancer screening age. And unfortunately, we got her cancer out, but unfortunately, she's also going to require chemotherapy, unlike Mr. Van Der Beek's case. So there's not enough data to truly support screening that early. It seems to be we are trending in that direction. There's definitely more studies that need to be done. But right now, it is the risk-benefit ratio of doing that many procedures on patients that are that young just doesn't pan out.
Well, I know we're in November now, but it is Movember to you, and Lucas can certainly appreciate it. Movember stands for men's health, and it's taking advantage of looking at your physical, mental health, finding ways that you can improve it. Dr. Brown, share with us why Movember is so important to the men out there beyond just the colon cancer screenings and preventative measures they can take.
Sure. I think generally men tend to downplay our symptoms to support our families and continue our jobs and things like that. And I don't think we always have an open discussion with our friends and family and colleagues about the struggles that we're going through. Certainly colorectal cancer has a predilection for men, which is one of the things I really wanted to focus on here at this radio show. But there are other things that we tend to ignore or tend to forego treatment for. And that's things, easy things to treat, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. All of those things should be screened starting in the mid-30s and beyond for men. Additionally, one of the greatest risk factors for developing colorectal cancer is having obesity. So that increases your risk somewhere between 1.3 to 1.5 times for developing colorectal cancer over the course of your lifetime. So maintaining a healthy, active lifestyle, improving your dietary intake with lots of fruits and vegetable and high fiber, minimizing processed meats, and reducing your BMI or your weight can significantly improve your health outcomes, both from high blood pressure, high cholesterol, but also cancer outcomes in the future. And lastly, I want to say that for an issue that's near and dear to my heart, but unrelated to surgery, is that one male in the entire world, one male commits suicide every minute of every day. And I don't think that it's always easy, particularly in a divided political climate, as has been the case for the last 10 to 15 years, to have conversations about mental health, particularly men and with each other. So seek help and assistance and guidance from physicians and counselors, for your family members, for your friends, and be open about those conversations. It's important for reducing that pandemic that is suicide.
Dr. Brad, I'm so glad
well
you
said,
shared
yeah.
that. Lucas,
yeah.
there's something special happening today, and I think this is a perfect conversation for you. You're kind of leading what
yeah.
he's preaching.
My annual exam, my annual checkup. I absolutely love it. I look forward to it. I move things out of my personal work schedule to make room for this. And I go in, and I literally start at my toes, and we work the entire body. I ask about this. Is this normal? This is hurting me. Does this look okay? We go all the way up to the hair on the top of my head.
God bless his doctor.
Including a mole in the back of my head.
Yes, literally.
But to your point, that's interesting because my father and grandfather are your typical Southern men. Mm-hmm. You just put a Band-Aid on it.
Yeah.
Just keep going and doing it. I love going to the doctor, and I know people have the white coat syndrome, right? Yeah. And they're afraid of being told that something is wrong with them.
Yeah.
But it's not like you tell them something's wrong with them and said, well, something's wrong with you. There you go. Go out the door. You give them the tools and the knowledge on how to get better, just
Absolutely.
Like you described right there about how to improve your health, which hopefully will in turn, you know, maybe reduce your risk for certain cancers, like a colon cancer. Now, I know it's important to get screened around 45. Does the colon cancer screening, does that need to happen every year? And what about those that are 50, 60, 75, yeah. about those individuals getting screened?
There are several modalities for colorectal cancer screening. Probably the most reliable modality is a colonoscopy, which I think the general population is pretty familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
I will just give you my personal opinion about it. The worst part is the prep for the colonoscopy, not the colonoscopy itself.
We've heard that many, many times from many people.
So I don't want it to be an anxiety. Yeah, Drano, exactly. An anxiety-provoking experience for people. And as you're alluding to when you're going to see your physician, it should be an open communication. It's a protected environment and should be a non-judgmental environment for you. For patients that have family members with colorectal cancer, generally we recommend getting screened 10 years before the first family member with colorectal cancer. Mm. So if your father had colorectal cancer at 55, then you should start your screening at 45, which is about the national average. If he's 50, then you should start about 40. Those patients that are at higher risk not only have family members with colorectal cancer, but may have genetic syndromes like FAP or familial adenomatous polyposis or Lynch syndrome, which are associated with other cancers as well, like pancreatic and breast cancer. So if you have multiple family members with cancer, come see your physician and have that discussion on when to start your screening. To answer your question about how often screenings need to be done, at a minimum, they need to be done every 10 years. And that would result after a colonoscopy that really didn't demonstrate any precancerous lesions or any problems inside the colon that might increase your risk of cancer. For those that have multiple polyps or certain types of polyps that underneath the microscope have changes that are consistent with a more rapid development of cancer, those screenings will increase in frequency, usually between 3 and 5 years.
Okay. Well, this is your medical checkup, but guys and ladies, this,
November.
This does not count as your checkup. You got to, this hopefully will encourage you to get an appointment on the books, and please do so. It's quick and painless, and it's a lot of, I find it a lot of fun. And if you want some encouragement, I'll even go with you. How about that, Dr. Brown?
Sounds good. Y'all show up in groups. That would steer me away.
I would just ask too many questions, and they would want me to leave, but it's okay, right? Oh, man. Dr. Christian Brown, boy, what a impressive resume you have. And please stay with us as long as you can. You cannot leave Piedmont Medical Center, all right? Oh, my goodness. Well, reach out to Dr. Christian Brown. Again, his resume is pretty impressive, and your body is your body. You know when something's not right, so go ahead and reach out. There is no harm in that. Physical and your mental health as well.